Never fear, Captain Nobvious is here with fresh footy to discuss. On the run home, Scott Lucas.
Nice to see you, Nob. Nice to see you both, as it always is.
And this time of the week, every week, we look at things that aren't obvious. Doesn't have to be just footy related, because straight off the SMS, we get this.
Go on.
Not so obvious, boys. Sepp Blatter will be in a non-extradition country within the next few days.
That's very good. Who sent that in? Do we know?
No, just anonymous.
That is a very, very, very good
and
one.
And that could well be the fact.
Yeah.
And dumbest thing from the last week,
yeah,
getting on the gas the night before a game.
You know what? That was not so obvious because they've two times they've been caught, players at the Gold Coast Suns. For a third time, how stupid is that?
And a lot of clubs now have a general 6 day, don't drink, 7 day, need to be able to drive.
Travel.
8 day.
Relax a little
bit. Yeah, relax a little bit. Yeah, that's a general rule with a few clubs. Mm. Doesn't take into account the night before in that, boys. Because it's almost it goes without saying.
Yeah, you just
remarkable.
Do not. Hey, Scotty, tell me this. Obviously, everyone's got their role. So the coach has got their role. The leadership group has got their role in this situation. Probably even the CEO has got a role in how he handles it. What about the player-manager role? I mean, obviously the players will be dealt with first with the football club.
Yeah.
What about when it's time to come, you know, if one of these guys is your player, all right, it's all been dealt with. What's your role in this situation?
Well, support your player, chat through what's happened. I think if you're there to support your player, but if you believe that he hasn't done what's in his own best interests, you need to chat through that so he realises what the general expectation is around behaviour that A, doesn't let himself down, B, doesn't let his teammates see his club down.
Do you give him a little bit of...
And it's all intertwined together that we want this player A, to get the very best out of their career.
Mm.
Now, by you having a few, I don't know, one drink, two drinks, whatever drinks, six, the night before a game, you're not giving yourself the best chance to play at the level that allows you to have the career that you're working towards, isn't it?
Would you give him a little bit of Jerry Maguire's help me, help you type stuff? I mean,
yeah,
you'd almost have to, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I mean,
you
if you want the big dollars, if you want the money,
you've got to explain how it all works together. And, you know, boys, if you do have issues like that, that you compromise, that you're not a great clubman because you have a series of these issues, you make it harder come contract time. Mm. It's a little, and you see, clubs will put up with players and issues if they're playing well, but soon as the tide turns, they just go, well, it's too hard to work.
Yeah.
So just be doing it. It's hard enough when you're doing everything correctly, let alone when you're not giving yourself the best chance. And just the scrutiny that club has had, I mean, you just shake your head. How many examples do they need before it cottons on?
Now, a couple of prizes to give away to our not-so-obvious callers. Two Bitoki Australian League hams. They're available at Woolies and Coles. And six bottles of Williams Premium Lager. Not that the Gold Coast boys should be on these, but they're a cure for all ales. So that's to our best caller for not so obvious.
Hey, just having a look at what you've got to chat about. A couple of players there. We might be going a fraction early, but how about if you haven't got something not so obvious you want to put on the table right now, Ox, why don't we go the not so obvious mid All Australian team? The players who are impressing at the moment.
Who would be in the All-Australian team at this point in time that's not so obvious?
That's not so obvious. Exactly.
And can I give you one?
Can we put a little team together as well, Scotty? You
can
be in
charge
of that, captain.
I'll be jotting those down.
Yeah, you can kick. I've got one as well.
Robert Murphy.
That is a ripper.
Just
half-back flank.
Not so obvious.
I love it.
Skipper, he's 40 years of age.
Yep.
Doing fine work off halfback, been wonderful.
Can I give one as well?
You can.
Tom McDonald's the obvious, I reckon, fullback at the moment. But I reckon Jack Frost. If you've been watching what he's doing.
You can't do your own side.
I'm telling you, if you've been watching what he's doing, he is a not so obvious candidate for a not so obvious.
How about you just
wait
until Monday afternoon?
I gave Tom McDonald a pump up. Give me a break.
I'm saying Monday afternoon when Jesse Hogan rips him limb from limb.
Yeah. All right, we'll take...
What about Lockie?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Lockie Neal.
Yeah, he's been good.
Pretty obvious.
Pretty obvious, is it?
Pretty obvious. He's had a great year.
He has, but is his name big enough to get in that midfield?
I'll throw you one. Chris Maston. Yeah. Had a pretty good year. Yeah. Little
sneaky. I like it. Righto, the not so obviouses. Let's get well, before we do, line up, guys. 9-4-2-9-11-16, then we'll get our team together. But how about you go first, Captain? Yes. What have you got that's not so obvious for us?
And the All-Australian not so obvious came about as we were chatting off air. My number one, I mean, Easton Wood. He's the form halfback in the comp, currently be All-Australian. He's had 23 intercept marks in the last 6 weeks. That's easily number one in that time. Now, we're talking about ruckmen that don't take two marks a game, let alone close to four a game from opposition kicks.
Intercept marks, usually you're putting your body on the line too a lot of the time. When
third man up, laying off his man. Work with the Dogs, the other halfbacks, Johannesson, Murphy and Matt Boyd last week. What they did, they pushed up, they played high, came off their men, locked the ball in their own forward line. The Giants, when they won the ball back deep in their back line, had no space to run and gun, which is what they've been very, very good at. So they played a very, very disciplined game, the Dogs. The keys to them was their half-back line and their ball winners, their inside mids. So well done to the Dogs, and Easton Wood, career best form.
Now, we're speaking to Jesse Hogan a little later. He was the round nine NAB Rising star, so we'll get to him. Let's take some callers. I know you've got plenty more to put on the table there, Nob, but let's take a few while we can. Paul's in Dandenong. You can kick us away with the not-so-obvious All-Australian team so far, Paul.
Sorry, mate. Not-so-obvious All-Australian team, but not-so-obvious is the actual Gold Coast area. How many professional sporting teams need to go up there with bunches of young kids who just continue to have a drink and do this and do that? When are people going to learn? The NRL, the AFL, the NBL? It's just a bad region to have a bunch of young, talented sportsmen in. There's so much there for them to get themselves in trouble with.
Yeah, I kind of half agree, but I half disagree. I think if your leadership's strong enough, if you've got everything in place, it shouldn't happen. Unfortunately, it just hasn't been strong enough. The leadership group has not been accountable enough to pull these blokes in the line early enough.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul.
But it is a
party town, mate. It's party town.
I still
town,
think it reflects poorly. The individual knows through other clubs, leaders, what it's all about and what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. As a human, not necessarily as a and add on a sportsman, you just know what's right and wrong, don't you?
A team member.
I mean, there's just no excuse because of the issues that they've had. They would have discussed all of this far more than any other club. They addressed it several times already this year, and still they do it.
Hey, just on that Easton Wood stuff, Easton Wood's done all that with a questionable line coach down there at the Doggies.
Questionable.
Yeah, very questionable.
Who's a questionable line coach?
Smithy, if you're listening. Yeah, we saw it.
He might have been listening
We saw your text, Rowan. Thanks for sending it in.
Oh, Rowan.
Rowan Smith texted in.
What, their back line.
Claiming it.
Oh, is he?
He's claiming Easton Wood.
Tell you what, selection would have been... they lost Roughhead as a backup ruck. I can imagine the backline coach would have been banging his fist on the table, say, don't take my full back to risk him in the ruck.
Good to hear from you, Ro. Malcolm's in Highbury. G'day, Malcolm.
Yeah, g'day, mate. 2 points, Ox. Not so obvious, I'd say, Jake Lever somehow falling so low in the draft when other clubs, especially Richmond, pick yet another midfielder. I think pathetic list management. You've got Rance. Real doubt whether he's going to stay there. Surely they had to pick a key defender.
But you know why?
And what's that?
You know why?
Why?
Well, because he'd done his knee and no one had seen him and there was a risk on him. There was a risk that of another knee injury. That was the reason.
So low.
Yeah. Sorry?
Yeah, and a not so obvious in the All-Australian side.
Yep.
Rory Laird. It's been really hard at it. Very consistent. Really has had very few goals in lockdown and has played really well in games in which Adelaide have lost in. I think he's had a very good year.
Different and very not so obvious.
Yeah, back pocket.
Need to have a look at his stats.
Very good on the weekend.
Okay.
Thank you, Malcolm. Laird,
certainly taken. Comes into the not so obvious category.
Yes, he does.
I think
does.
The other boy from the Cannons too, Peter Wright, he's ready to go. So we might see him... Yeah. Playing this weekend.
Frank's in Thomastown. G'day, Frank.
Well, Charlie's going to get the weekend off.
Yeah, I totally agree with the bloke who said Rory Laird. I reckon he's had a great year. You stole my thunder with Tom McDonald. I'm not sure whether you guys think this is a not so obvious, but I reckon Jerry McGovern's a lock and centre half back. And I want to talk Ruckman. There are a lot of blokes out there, you know, Goldstein, Sandilands, they're obvious choices, Mumford. But I reckon a bloke who plays probably his team's best every week and is a great recruit is for Brisbane is Stephen Martin. I reckon he's at least in the squad anyway, whether he'll make the actual
not
team.
Not so obvious.
Yeah, that's a good one, Frank. And such has been the form of Stephen Martin. Leuenberger hasn't been able to get a game, came back into the team but played as a permanent forward. So Stephen Martin... in excellent form, and it'll be interesting to see what the Lions do. They're looking to bring some talls in, key backs, key forwards, whether Leuenberger is potentially surplus to their needs with Trent West coming back off a knee also.
Well done, Frank. Definitely three players that come under the umbrella of not so obvious. Harry's in Richmond. G'day, Harry.
Yeah, g'day there. Just had a not so obvious positional change that I wanted to run by Scotty. With Bell Chambers underperforming at Essendon, what do you think of moving Carlisle into the ruck as a mobile ruckman?
Look, it's an interesting comment, Harry. I think Bell Chambers hasn't had the best start to the season. No question about that.
What's his tank like?
Carlisle. I reckon it'd be pretty good.
I'm
not entirely sure. The issue I have, though, is with any key forward, you're reluctant to put them, or any key position player, you just don't want to see them get injured as a result of going into the ruck. When they're not first ruckman, who technique-wise they might lack a little bit in jumping and protecting themselves because there's knees and that flying everywhere.
Is Joel still playing it? Is Joel still, what's happened to him?
Well, I don't think you play Giles and Bell Chambers in the same team.
Well, it's pretty simple. Get rid of Bell Chambers and bring Giles in. Well, Bell Chambers has really been struggling.
I think that's more the discussion than whether you look to put Carlisle in the ruck. Yeah. I mean, Carlisle needs to kick straight, needs to work on that aspect of his game. He kicks straight. There are couple of goals up a quarter time changes the game. That's what you get paid to do. So that's an area for him to work on, no doubt. If he does kick straight, he probably kicks four goals, and we're saying it was a good game from a key forward rather than do we throw him in the ruck.
They kick straight, they get momentum. They're a much better chance. It's a game changer.
When you keep missing easy goals, no matter who it is or what team, the confidence of your teammates diminish and the opposition get a sniff. They think we're still in the game.
Steph Martin or Mark Blitzarv's in the ruck?
Now, Blitzarv's we're going to play in the midfield.
Yeah. Really?
Yep. Yeah. Ruck roving.
Really?
Ruck roving, he's been awesome.
That is the most not-so-obvious brilliance I've ever heard of.
Yeah. I reckon. Captain's onto something here. 27 past six, and the captain, Scotty Lucas, is with us, the knob, and we're getting some not-so-obvious stuff. We're getting callers, and we're looking for the not-so-obvious All-Australian team at this point of the season on the back of Easton Wood doing so well. Knob, we'll get to your other 2 points in just a tick, but the callers have been hanging on for ages, so let's get to them. Gary's in Melton. G'day, Gary.
How we going, boys? Look, Easton Wood's a great nom. Luke and Dow here have to be close behind him for the Bulldogs.
Yep, that.
No doubt. Forward pocket.
But also, my not so obvious is teams that kick a point don't look at the opposition's team ready to kick the ball back into play, because the Tigers have only got two guys that do it. Hooley kicks himself, runs left. Brendan Ellis kicks himself, runs right. And if you look who's closer to the bag, you get set up for the kicking.
Clever. Ross Lyon listening. Yep. He'll be all over that.
Thanks, Gazza. I reckon another one, Liam Picken, too, from the Doggies, has had a cracking year.
Look at that. We just put the Western Bulldogs in. At the moment, we're just mentioned 11 of them.
They're not so obvious.
God.
Andy's on the road. G'day, Andy.
How are we, gentlemen?
Andy, well, thanks.
Good, Andy.
That's the way. I've got a couple for the 20 midfield spots out of the starting 22. David Armitage.
Yeah.
Got an awesome year.
Well, he'd be in the main one at the minute.
And he might have taken a few votes off Nathan Fyfe in the Brownlow. It's Lachie Neal, the midfielder that's dominating over there.
Pretty obvious, though, Andy.
Yeah. Andy, I was told the same thing, but I like your thinking.
Yeah, I like it. I don't think he's got a big enough name to creep into the All-Australian. Yeah, he's been playing well, but his name's not anywhere near the right level at the moment to get into a...
Lachie Neal?
No, I don't think so.
I reckon he's right on the edge of being All-Australian in the...
He'd be in.
You reckon he'll get the squad?
He'd be in the squad of 40, absolutely.
All right, well, if you're in the squad, you can't be considered for this.
Well, then you take McGovern out as well.
Do you reckon he'd be in it?
Yeah, I think he should be in the 40. Because what they'll do, they'll look
at... McGovern's gone. You're out, McGovern.
Yeah, if
If you're in the squad, you're not in this team. This is the
Dalhouse would be nearly in the 40.
Yeah. All right.
Righto. Thank you, Andy. Let's get the Ben and Denning on. G'day, Ben.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good.
Good, Ben.
That's good, mate. I reckon Tom McDonald, mate, from Melbourne.
He'd be in the 40.
He'd be in the 40.
Mate, he might be in the 22.
Yeah.
Could be captain.
Why do you always take it to
he's
next
flying.
Level?
He's flying.
Why do you have to take it to that level for? Yeah. Why couldn't you just let it go?
He's beaten everyone.
What are you going to be like in a tick with Jesse Hogan, mate? I already know. We spoke to him a bit earlier.
No, you know what? I'll be a little bit
shy.
We spoke to him a bit earlier. And I was shy.
Rooster in the hen house.
I was shy.
We'll get to the Hulkster pretty soon. Kevin?
What about one off the SMS, Heath Shaw?
Yeah, I reckon that's a ripper.
Yes.
But not I'll be so accused obvious. Of being a Collingwood person if I said he's...
Clearly, the Giants' best player on the weekend.
He was good. He was really good.
Okay, Heath Shaw, he's
in. Righto. That's easy. Off the SMS, that one. Mm. Kevin
could nearly be in the 40.
Ooh,
no.
Don't know.
I reckon I'll leave him off.
All right.
Kevin's in Cranbourne. G'day, Kev.
G'day, boys. Not so obvious for the starting 22, Dane Beams.
Right. He's been good.
He's top 40, isn't he?
I don't think so, no.
Don't you reckon?
No.
You haven't seen him live,
obviously. You don't rate him or you don't?
No, I rate him highly.
I've seen him three times. I've given him 9 votes. And they've only won one game.
Well, he's obvious then. He's too obvious.
Oh, I think he's very obvious.
Would he get in the top 40? Is he in the squad?
Not at the minute. No. You have a look statistically at the teams in the bottom four spots on the ladder. They have one or no players. So it doesn't matter how good a year you have if you're in the bottom four teams.
Gary Ablett's been in the Gold Coast Suns
every year. He wins the Brownlow by 15 votes. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, well, there I don't think go. Dane Beams is going that well.
Well, Tom McDonald's going to make it.
Yes. Hmm. Tom McDonald's a far better chance at this stage than Beams to be in the All-Australian team. Got to look at the midfielders.
Wow.
We go five.
Your
There's
comments have been not so obviously very...
Yeah. He didn't know it
give tonight. Me to through the next break and I'll give you 8 mids that'd be in it before him.
Okay.
He wasn't drinking the night before, the knob. He is fresh as a daisy.
He wasn't with Charlie.
Marshy is... Marshy's in Murrumbina. G'day, Marshy.
Oh, g'day, boys. I've got a St Kilda knobvious for you.
I like it.
Why did St Kilda, well, maybe not why, but could you tell... Actually, no, tell me why St Kilda won last week but lost the week before.
Won last week.
I reckon it's to do with their defence.
Gold Coast, but they lost the week before to...
West Coast.
Their defence.
You tell me.
Well, West Coast are better than Brisbane to start with.
And they didn't have anyone to go with Kennedy.
Luke Delaney. It was the first game that he missed last week since he's come across, and he's been an absolute ripper.
Delaney. Mm.
Right, Luke Delaney.
They've lost a few games, though, since he's been there, though.
Okay. Just on the Saints.
Nice nomination.
I want to ask you, boys, of course. Is Jack Stephen too obvious?
No. I'd have him in. He's our centre.
Oh, wow. That was easy.
Hmm. Well done.
That's the first time I've added to anything.
Yeah, this program. No, you've been good.
Thank you. That's good. I'm on a roll.
Because Armitage is the obvious Saint.
Yeah.
Stephen is the not so obvious. Because he's only marginally behind him this year. Stephen's numbers are outstanding.
Right, I keep sending him through on the SMS.
You're having
a
big night, Marco.
We'll fill up, first time for a while, and we'll fill up the team off the SMS and off Twitter as well. But you've got two more not-so-obviouses before we get the Jesse Hogan knob.
Yes.
What do you got? Port Adelaide, I think, on the table.
Yeah, look, discussed a little bit, but I've dug deeper. They won the second half at the weekend. But the stats in that area for a team that prides itself on their fitness is quite remarkable. Last year, they were 16-8 with a draw in third quarters, 18-7 in last quarters. This year, they're 3-6 in third and 2-6 and 2-7 in fourth quarters.
What's going on?
So you look at last year, they were plus 175 points in third quarters.
Yeah.
Plus 221 in fourth quarters. That was the differential. This year, they're thirds, minus 33. Fourth quarters, minus 58.
That's a massive turnaround.
Gee whiz.
From a team that was supposedly on the up.
Based on their fitness levels and what we continue to hear, they should be smacking teams in the second halves.
Love the not-so-obvious, the knob stats. They rule. I love them. What about Josh Kennedy?
This is a good one. And we talk about...
From Sydney or from West Coast?
From the Eagles. And we talk about the role of the key forward and their diminishing returns, and that's fair enough. Josh Kennedy's kicked 37 goals so far for the season. In the last decade, only Buddy, with 45 goals in 2008, has a higher tally after nine rounds.
Once again, that is a rip-roaring knob stat. Only Buddy, 2008.
And when you know what Buddy kicked in 2008, he raised the bat.
Can I ask, what about Michael Hurley in the not-so-obvious All-Australians?
I think he's in the 40. No, he's in the 40.
What?
Yep.
Really?
Yes.
He might sneak in. But
he's in the 40.
You reckon he's a guaranteed in the 40? In your 40?
Right now?
Yeah,
if I was picking 40, he'd be in it.
Righto.
What about Shane Edwards?
Close.
Not so obvious.
Competitive position, though.
Right, yeah.
Put him on a flank.
Yeah. But that, you know who the flankers are in the All-Australian team? Fife or someone that gets squeezed out of the mids.
Not so obvious All-Australian team.
So we're picking legitimates. We're not having 18 mids.
What about off the SMS? Bernie Vince.
Oh, gotta be. Just lock him in.
If you're playing a tagger, yes.
Right. Well, all right.
So that's a philosophical debate, Ox. Yeah. There's a lot of clubs that just refuse to.
We need to get to the...
But if you are playing a tagger, he is in it.
We need to get to the latest sports news. Mm. We're going to come back with Jesse Hogan, the NAB Rising Star nominee for round 9.
We'll have a team done after that.
Have you got a line for us? Have you got one line in your All-Australian?
The full back line. Yeah. Rory Laird, Jack Frost, Heath Shaw.
Righto, we're going to hear from Jesse Hogan in just a tick. The Ox and I caught up with him a little earlier today. But right now, folks, strap yourselves in. The Nobs. I'm talking about Scotty Lucas here. The not-so-obvious All-Australian team as we go through round 9. Over to you, Nob.
From the full back line, Rory Laird, Jack Frost, Heath Shaw.
Nice.
Solid. Rock solid.
Bob Murphy.
I love that one. That's the best one.
I've gone Jeremy McGovern because you just sit on the edge of the 40.
Yeah, right.
Nick Haynes from the Giants is my other halfback.
Love Nick Haynes.
Good stuff. That's
good. Yeah, because Wood's in the 40, best halfback in the comp.
Center line.
Brad Hill, Jack Stephen, Jack Crisp.
Whoa! Nice.
Half forwards.
Pickin.
Yep.
I like this one. Yep. Josh Bruce.
Nice.
Good one.
Yep.
Torrey Dixon.
Very good.
Ford,
forward line.
Hope he's given his cousin a call this week and just told him how it works.
Yes.
Lukey Dalhouse.
Yes.
The great McCarthy.
Oh, good.
And credit where credit's due, Josh Hill.
Righto.
They've been good. Kicked 20-odd goals.
I like the not-so-obvious glory towners.
The followers, please.
Martin.
Stefan.
Blitzarves.
Yes.
I'm going to leave the Rover position open for the text message machine.
Righto.
And by the end of the show, I'll announce my rock rover.
The not-so-obvious.
Your rover and your interchange.
Not so. No.
Yes, the leftovers will be my bench.
Okay. Righto. There you go. So we want the not-so-obvious rover.